Welcome to the podcast for the Animated Orchestra, the concert you are going to hear with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, conductor Dina Gilbert, and narrator and composer Greg Smith. My name is Rachel Malik, and I work in the Education Department of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I hope you're all looking forward to attending the performance in April. Get ready to use your imagination at the Animated Orchestra concert to picture different animals, characters, emotions, or events that are taking place in the music. Much like an artist uses paint or clay, or a dancer uses their body to express what they're trying to show the audience, composers use music, and it's up to us, the audience, to imagine what's happening. Let's look at some famous characters and scenes in classical music. We'll use our imaginations to try and picture how they look, how they act, and how they move. For example, are they big and slow, or small and fast, or are they sneaky, cheeky, angry, or sad? Take this next piece, for example. Listen carefully and see how it makes you feel. So, how did that make you feel? It's slow, beautiful, and calm. It also sounds like it might be a little bit sad to me. If I had to picture a scene or a character, I think I'd picture something quiet and graceful. This particular piece of music is meant to represent a swan. The composer, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, chose an oboe as the instrument to help us imagine an elegant, beautiful swan. Let's take another listen to the oboe as it plays the role of the swan in Scene from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Listen to another piece of music. This time, it's about a person. As you listen, try to imagine what this person might be like. What do you think this person might be like if you met them? I think they might be proud and confident, energetic and outgoing, and flashy. This piece is actually from an opera called Carmen by the French composer Georges Bizet. The story takes place in Spain, and in this scene, a bullfighter makes his entrance. He's trying to impress those around him with his skills and bravery. Bizet chose to make this music quick, upbeat, and with some flourishes. I'm sure you can picture a bullfighter prancing around proudly while whipping his cape back and forth. The next piece of music might sound familiar to you. Let's see if you recognize it. Have you heard this music before? It's called Flight of the Bumblebee by composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. As you can guess by the title, it's a super short piece that musically paints a picture of a bee buzzing around in flight. Rimsky-Korsakov thought that the violin and the flute would be the perfect instruments to sound like a little bee flying around very quickly. These instruments are great choices to represent a bee because they can play very fast and very high, just like a bee. The main piece on the program you are coming to hear was written by Greg Smith, an American composer who will be at the concert with all of you. Greg's piece is called The Animated Orchestra. The story connected to this piece is all about the hero of the cartoon, a playful and curious ferret named Ari. Have any of you seen a ferret before? A ferret, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like a weasel or a really cute cross between a possum, an otter, and a rat. Ari, the ferret, sneaks into an instrument repair shop one night and discovers that the shop is a ferret paradise. I don't want to give away too much about the story, as there need to be some surprises left for the concert. All I will say is come prepared to help out with your imagination. Let's take a listen to one more piece of music. This piece is by Gioachino Rossini, who was a composer from Italy that lived in the 1800s. The last part, or finale, of the William Tell Overture is one of Rossini's most beloved pieces of music. The last part, or finale, of the William Tell Overture is one of Rossini's most beloved pieces of music. You might know it just from hearing the first few seconds. Listen for the brass and percussion instruments that play at the opening of this excerpt. Trumpets, French horn, the timpani. The brass and percussion sections do a great job of making an announcement, of getting our attention and telling us that something is about to begin. I hope you are all looking forward to hearing the rest of this wonderful music and meeting a few characters at the concert in April. Come prepared with your singing voices as you'll perform Mr. Sun along with the orchestra at the concert. The music and words for Mr. Sun can be downloaded under the Education Resources section on tso.ca. Get ready to join the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, conductor Dina Gilbert, and narrator Greg Smith. I'm Rachel, and I'll see you in April when you hear this incredible music live with your very own Toronto Symphony Orchestra.